In today's podcast, women are given the opportunity to discover whether their Scorpio lover is a saint or a sinner, how he can take you to breathtaking highs and then crush you back to the ground. Tantra urges you to get to know your own body in a more uninhibited way. In our next article, we will learn a simple, special tantric technique for more self-awareness, knowledge, and increased sensuality, which is the forerunner to some more intricate techniques for couples. We finish our session with a meditation on the state of discernment that appears through the amplification and refinement of the energy in Ajna Chakra. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Masculine zodiac, Scorpio. Ruled by Pluto, your lover belongs to the most complex water sign of the zodiac. However, before accepting to be his half, you need to make sure that he has reached maturity. Regardless of his wit, charm, and amazing lovemaking skills, you would most surely have immense regrets if your lover turned out to be emotionally around the age of 12. If you're lucky, and your Scorpio is an evolved soul, then you have found a man who has a strikingly powerful purpose and control in his life. Nonetheless, if he still has some karmic lessons to learn, you will have to expect breathtaking extremes which can lift you up to the skies and then crush you down to the ground. The saying goes that the Scorpio is either a sinner or a saint. Consider that he's even capable of stinging himself with his own deadly poisonous needle. This example clearly shows the dangerous extremes to which your lover may go. Consider also that a vulture symbolizes the passionate Scorpio. Meditate on the unbelievable image of the phoenix bird rising from its own ashes and regenerating. Regardless of his self-destructiveness, your Scorpio is always capable of rebirth and can spread his wings and embark onto adventurous flights, even if they may seem on the verge of disaster or madness. Even when your lover is up in the skies, or maybe down on the ground, you should expect nothing less from him than his entire being. You need very intense experiences in order to satisfy the Scorpio's powerful appetite. And you need to be a very powerful woman in order to satisfy his hunger of love and lovemaking. By the way, did you know that Scorpio is renowned as the sex sign? This also means that the Scorpio will not be satisfied with a half relationship or half commitment from you. If you have what it takes to satisfy a Scorpio, then be ready to give him everything. Then give him a dream, and another, and again everything it takes for him to look deeply into your eyes with that hypnotizing and breathtaking gaze. What awakens his senses? The answer to this question is a woman who does not have hesitations in her life, who is ready to taste any pleasure, any sensation. This is what the Scorpio really wants. Moreover, he's not an easy person to impress. You will need more than a good game to keep his attention on you. In addition, the Scorpio's private life is very important to him. He will appreciate a woman who can keep the intimacy of their private life for herself. Do you think your relationship is fascinating enough to interest you? Then you should restrain from telling it to someone else. The more he will be sure he can confide in you and reveal himself to you, the more he will open up to you. The last thing your lover wants is someone who really believes that he can be changed. Do you want him to quit smoking or drinking? Do his manners really and badly need improvement? Could he not iron a shirt and remove its stains before meeting your mom? Well, if this is the case, don't interfere with his habits, because he will see it as a brutal attack. He will ferociously fight back. Suggest to him the changes you would like, once, or maybe twice, and then drop it. The moment you become a missionary, or even worse, a naggy woman waiting for him at home, this will definitely be the end of your relationship. Remember also that your lover is secretive to the point of being mysterious. This is the image he tends to create about himself. He likes dark corners and shadowy places in which he can hide. You'll have to bite your tongue and wait until he's ready to trust you. If you try to dig too deep into the past, he will only feel frustrated, no matter how nicely you do it. The Scorpio man is the man who belongs to one woman only. If you have not yet discovered, your lover is a very jealous man, and very possessive as well. He would carve his initials on the insides of your thighs if the thought would cross his mind. He's definitely not the man to just want to fool around, if you know what we mean. If you're thinking about flirting a little with someone at a party just to make him jealous, you better forget about it and not play this game, because the Scorpio man will hurt you much more than you could possibly bear. He will strike back with such accuracy that you'll think he used to be a surgeon. Therefore, it's better to tell him that you're his lover and that no other man, no matter how overwhelming and impressive his qualities, will ever be able to get close to you.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris.
Masculine zodiac, Scorpio. Do you have what it takes to satisfy a Scorpio man? If you are able to satisfy the emotional and the sexual needs of a Scorpio man, then you have him at the tip of your finger. Nonetheless, it is not as easy as it may sound. You will need to enjoy lovemaking just as much as he does. And keep in mind that for a Scorpio, making love is as important as breathing, if not even more important. He also wants a woman who is open-minded toward exploring together the fascinating realms of physical love. So you need to be ready to travel on unknown paths and to explore all the dark and forbidden things. However, have no fear. Do not think that a Scorpio will be confined to the borders of your bedroom. He can make love just as passionately in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the hallway, or in the closet. We need to underline here the fact that for Scorpio, what happens in your mind is just as important as the act of love itself. Unlike the Gemini man, who is often satisfied to know a little about many things, the Scorpio goes into the intellectual depths of things. One of his strongest interests is the occult and all things connected to it. This leads him into the vast world of psychic phenomena, including telepathy, astral projections, clairvoyance, and so on. The unknown and the mysterious fascinate the Scorpio, and he always wants to know why. Why do all things happen? In fact, this man wants to go deep into everything, yourself included. Where can you seduce a Scorpio? This may sound strange to you, only because it really is strange. Tell your lover that you've planned a weekend away. Find a motel that has fantasy bedrooms and take him there. Not only for one weekend, but also for several weekends in a row. The Scorpio will love to seduce you in places with exotic surroundings. A white apartment decorated for a honeymoon, or in a dark and mysterious boudoir with mirrors all over the walls. These are perfect places for the most loving zodiacal sign and for the ever-smiling woman at his side. How do you capture a Scorpio's attention? Let the games begin. Games of the body and soul, and most importantly, games of the mind, all of which you are about to lose with great delight. Offer your lover a gamble, a game of chance. It is up to you to decide which game will stimulate his competitive spirit and his libido. Maybe his favorite game is darts, or poker, or Scrabble, or any other game you can think of. You will tell him that the one who loses the game will have to strip for the other, or set the bets on a hot oral session. There could be nothing more enticing for the erotic nature of the Scorpio. Make sure you lose the game, and that you wear your sexiest and hottest underwear. Sure, we should also consider that your Scorpio might want to take your clothes off himself. In this case, relax and enjoy. If you're daring enough and if you feel comfortable, you may add more spice to the game by proposing to your Scorpio that the one who loses the game will have to masturbate in front of the other. You will tell him that you are determined to win, and that soon you will watch him making love to himself with the greatest delight. But in fact, your intention is to lose and offer him the possibility of seeing one of his most secret fantasies coming to life before his amazed eyes. You also need to know that by showing him how you masturbate, he will have access to your most intimate being, unseen by anyone else before. You also know how much the Scorpio loves to be on top of things. What can be more exciting than a wonderful show of submission with the most intimate and sexual act ever done?
This is Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I am your host, Valentino. Special Tantric Techniques, Part 1. Power, as it is said in most tantric techniques, comes from deep knowledge, which, in its turn, comes from direct experience. Therefore, it is necessary to begin with the simplest techniques, then move gradually to the most intricate ones. Some training techniques appear very simple in the beginning, but they should not be passed over in a superficial manner. Each tantric technique presented here should be performed exactly as described, in all details, even if some of them may appear unnecessary, or maybe not even entirely logical. The rhythm of a person's individual evolution depends very much on their ardor and perseverance during training. Thus, some will reach the supreme capacity of transmuting all their erotic energy into psychomental forces faster than others, therefore reaching superior states of consciousness, extraordinary capacities such as cities, and much improved accomplishments in the field of their daily lives. The training practices are usually structured according to a three-step model. Number one, enhanced perception. Number two, perfect control. And number three, the mastery of directing the forces or energies obtained. Out of these, controlling the sexual energy is the most important for the beginners and should be brought to perfection. This stage of perception will especially interest those who have problems in this sphere, in cases of frigidity, for instance. The final stage, directing, represents the logical continuation of the process of control, allowing this highly amplified sexual energy to be used in a spiritual way. The techniques are of two kinds, individual techniques and techniques for couples. Individual techniques are addressed to beginners, when alone. However, they should not be deemed as being a goal within themselves, but serve only as instruments for reaching certain accomplishments. Therefore, as soon as a certain level of proficiency in their practice is achieved, they may and should be abandoned in favor of superior tantric techniques for couples. However, as it has been said, a certain mastery in their performance should already be reached. The aforementioned specification has several reasons, the most important of which is that the so-called individual practices are similar to masturbation, which is very widespread in the West, even to the point of vast abuse. Although modern society teaches youngsters masturbation techniques, along with its presumed advantages, the age-old tantric tradition does not share the same views at all. Besides the loss of energy brought about by ejaculation or an explosive orgasm, there are a lot of other factors that indicate masturbation as being a negative habit, but their discussion would take too long for a beginner's course. Suffice it to say that it may create phenomena of partial autism or isolation from reality, develop certain forms of egotistical and artificial behavior. Actually, as anyone will be able to notice by practicing these techniques, there is a great difference between lone sexual training and the outer reality, the world, the communion between two lovers in an effervescent sexual play. Techniques for men. The mantra of awareness or perception. The sounds Om Adi Om. Learn them and use them only in connection with these techniques. They may be said with a loud voice, uttered in a barely audible manner, or even better, repeated mentally. A yantra of one's own choosing or creative imagination techniques should accompany this mantra. Awakening. Mahakala looked upon the mirrored reflection of the body that Kali had given him. He gently touched this body to know the sensations of pleasure that sprang from it. Kali directed his touch and taught him all there was to know. You know what your body looks like, but because you live with it every day, you may not appreciate it for its real value as a sensitive and sensual organism. Tantra urges you to get to know your own body in the tantric manner, in a more uninhibited method. Stand nude in front of a large mirror. Focus your attention on your lips. Bring the index and middle fingers of your right hand to your lips. Imagine that another person is generating these sensations in you, and repeat the awareness mantra once. Now bring your left hand to the nipple of your right breast. Concentrate on the form of the nipple. Realize how sensitive it is. Feel the nipple harden. After you repeat two awareness mantras, move the hand away. Let your left arm drop to your side. Now gently stimulate your left breast with your right hand, while repeating the awareness mantra twice. Now, fold your hands and let them relax against the abdomen, just below the navel. Say the mantra. Parting your hands, slide them downward through your pubic hair. With the index finger and thumb, encircle your penis at its base and tighten your fingers around it while you repeat the awareness mantra. Then move your hands away from the penis without touching any other part of it. relax your arms. This has been phase one of the technique. Now close your eyes. Concentrate on the detail, the anterior image of yourself in the nude, your reflection in the mirror. If you have trouble in establishing the image, open your eyes and look again at the reflection of your body in the mirror. Touch your lips, nipples, and penis again. Repeating the touch will help fix the image in your mind. With your eyes closed, repeat the sequence. Touch your lips with your fingers while mentally picturing that the hands touching your lips belong to someone else. Repeat the mantra as you do this. Then move your right hand to your left breast, stimulating the nipple as before, maintaining the image of someone else's fingers touching that nipple. The sensation of pleasure will enhance as you say the mantra. Do the same thing with the right nipple and then slide your hands downwards with the mantra of the image of someone else's fingers grasping the base of your penis and applying a slight pressure. Now repeat the technique one more time with your eyes closed, but this time imagine that the hand is yours and it is touching the lips, nipples, and penis of someone else. Let your fingertips sense the soft outline of another's lips, your fingers sense the hardening of the nipples of another person's breast, your hands slide through their pubic hair, and so forth. This deceptively simple technique is both relaxing and stimulating. If you practice it in the morning, it will make you feel sensually alive and well all day. When repeated in the evening, it will put your body in a state of restful relaxation.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of discernment that appears through the amplification of Ajna Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose, such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck, and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the state of discernment that appears through the amplification of Ajna Chakra. Well, that concludes another show. Goodbye from all of us at Tantra FM.